Our next patient is Thomas Soto. Let's see. Thomas Softly. That's S-O-F-T-L-E-Y. Softly. Thomas Softly. S-O-F-T-L-E-Y. Date of birth is April 25, 1943. Date of visit 6/7/22. Please make copy for Dr. Benjamin Peck, primary doctor, Dr. Benjamin Peck, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint, history of cough and cough and recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 79-year-old male who has been short of breath with exertion, also has a chronic cough and brings up thick whitish mucus. The patient tonight chest pains, mouth disease, fevers, or chills. And in the past has had cervical disc disease and has spasticity with trouble ambulating, and thus uses a walker. To ambulate. He had a chest X-ray on 5/26/22. It showed clear lungs and a 4.3 centimeter mediastinal lesion, likely representing a benign pericardial cyst. And this needed further characterization with a non-contrast CT. The patient has not lost any weight and denies any nausea, vomiting, or reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history includes history of bilateral hip replacement surgery and also right and left shoulder replacements. He had cancer of the prostate with prostatectomy more than 20 years ago. He also had a cervical disc laminectomy. The patient has a history of COPD. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and latex. Next paragraph, family history. Habits. The patient never smoked, drinks alcohol rarely. Next paragraph, family history. Is non-contributory, the patient is adopted. Next paragraph, med list included amlodipine 2.5 milligrams, BID, pravastatin 40 milligrams a day, Advair disc to 50 by 50 micrograms. One puff BID. Prednisone 10 milligrams a day. Nebulized albuterol and atropine solution, Q6 hours. Next paragraph. System review, patient has no fatigue or weight loss. He had cataracts and he had double vision. He has no hoarseness, no nosebleeds, and he denies any chest pains. He has wheezing, shortness of breath, cough, and he has reflux symptoms, no nausea, vomiting. He has no diarrhea, constipation. He has arm pain and calf muscle pains. No anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising, and he has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, but has numbness to the extremities and no memory loss. And he has skin rash, but no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80. Pulse is 72. Respirations are 16. Temps 97.2. Weight is 168. Saturation 95. HEND abnormal cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Next supplement, nomboration of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of irregular, on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, patient number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is cervical radiculopathy. And next paragraph, plan patient was advised to get us, number 4 is possible mediastinal cyst. Next plan, the patient will get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. He was placed on a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 plus QID PRN. And he will come back for a follow-up in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Benjamin Peck, M.D. P.E.C.K. Benjamin Peck, M.D. Let's talk to Susan.